This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Benedetto. He teaches politics and journalism at both American and Georgetown universities here in Washington. For many years, he served as the White House correspondent for USA Today. We want to get his insights on the Tea Party once again having a strong showing on a major primary night, particularly in Florida and Alaska, and how one major target of the Tea Party, John McCain, easily won his party's nomination for the U.S. Senate once again in Arizona. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, a lot of head-scratching going on for the quote-unquote establishment when it comes to Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, who has not officially been defeated, but it's looking very bleak for her in winning the nomination for even getting to the November ballot. And, of course, perhaps the biggest thorn in the national party's eye is Rick Scott winning the Republican Party gubernatorial nomination down in Florida. Is it just a matter of we don't want the entrenched politicians, or did these candidates have individual flaws that made them vulnerable?
Well, I think it's a little bit of each. I think that what you're seeing in the Republican primaries especially is a lot of pent-up frustration and anger coming out against people who are either incumbents or people who are holding other offices and seeking a higher office. You saw that with the case of Bill McCollum in the gubernatorial race in Florida, where he is the incumbent attorney general, looking to step up. He's a perennial candidate. He's run for a lot of offices, longtime former congressman. And you've got that sense of, in the Republican Party at least, we want to make a fresh start. We want to get some people who are not entrenched politicians, and we're going to go and give them a try.
Now, John McCain, on the other hand, basically won 2-1 against J.D. Hayworth. McCain spending a whole lot of money to do that. But in the end, when we're talking about McCain, a person who's really aggravated conservatives on a number of issues over the years, really didn't have much of a challenge here. How was he able to do that?
It was interesting. There's a couple of things. One, I think that John McCain just being an institution, and the fact is that even though he's had angered a lot of conservatives, I think in Arizona, I think most of the conservatives kind of like him, at least if they don't agree with all of his policies. But I think with regards to the flip flop on his immigration stand, where once he was taking a much more liberal stand on immigration and now taking a more conservative one, that played out in the hinterlands here, like in Washington and around here. But out there in Arizona, I think that might have the fact that he was on the right side at this point was important. He was on the side where the conservatives thought he should be, and therefore I think it helped him. If he had still continued to hold the position of being more liberal on immigration, I think he could have gotten beat.
We're talking with Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today, now teaches politics and journalism at Georgetown University and American University here in the nation's capital. And Richard, of course, there's still a few more primaries to go here in a number of different states. But for the most part, our lineup is set for November. And obviously, a lot of these Tea Party candidates have been successful. Do you get the sense as you watch these different races of a trend towards a very different looking Congress? Or the fact that these more conservative candidates have won the nominations, that Democrats should feel better about potentially holding on to their majorities?
Well, I think that the narrative coming out of the Democratic side is that these newcomers and these two conservative Tea Partiers are going to be easier to beat in November. While on the other side of the coin, there's no doubt in my mind that the Congress is going to be looking a lot different. Whether or not the House turns over or the Senate turns over, there will be far more Republicans in the House and Senate than there are right now. And I think that the newcomers will do fine. The Republicans are motivated to go out and vote, and more so than the Democrats. And you could see that in the primaries. And I think that they'll do fine, and I think they will change the complexion of Congress.
Independents are always hard to gauge because there's so many different reasons people are independents, but given the really pretty lousy numbers that the president currently sees in terms of approval from independents, do you get the sense that they're more likely or less likely to go with the Tea Partiers?
I think they're more likely, because I think if you look at some of the Gallup polls with regards to independents, when you ask people, are you a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, you get something like about 38% of the people saying they're independent. But then when you uh, But then when you ask them, do you lean Republican or lean Democrat, the number drops to about 12% of true independents, with the numbers breaking more toward Republicans than Democrats right now. So that the independents who are out there who are saying they're independent are leaning more Republican as of this moment.
Richard, let's talk about strategy from each of the parties now in the final little over 2 months before Election Day on November 2nd. Democrats, I'm guessing a lot of them, depending on the state and district, might not want to attach themselves to the president right now, given his numbers. But if there is a national Democratic message, what do you think it's likely to be?
I think that they think that the message being that we've done some things that they're going to take a little time to play out, be patient with us, and that that we're on the right track and the economy is going to recover. But it's hard to sell people on a future when you've had a 2-year record of things not going too well.
In terms of the Republicans, then, are they going to be in a good position just by saying it's clear that this agenda hasn't worked, or do they need to get more specific about what they would majority?
I think that one, that they have to continue to promote the idea that the agenda that Obama and the Democrats have been pushing has not worked yet, but at the same time, they've got to show people that they've got something that's going to take them on a different path. It's not just enough to just complain and criticize. They're going to have something that say, we're going to do it this way.
And Richard, obviously, as we hear in state after state around the country, the economy is the major issue. And in the last few days, the news certainly hasn't been good when it comes to housing. The jobs numbers have continued to be not what the administration wants to see. At what point in the voters' minds does their impression of the state of the economy get fixed? In other words, if it's not much better in a few weeks, is that going to carry on to November? Or if there's good news in late October, could that make a big difference?
I think it's fixed right now. That you're not going to see something major turn around, and I think the public is really down on the economy now, and they've seen nothing but bad news. You see the stock market dropping. You see that people are not being rehired. It's not until people start to be rehired that people will be convinced that the economy is coming back. Numbers, statistics don't do it. It's got to be the real thing. They've got to see people being hired.
Well, certainly keep watching how that plays into all these different key races around the country. Richard, always great to have you with us. Thank you.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today, now teaches politics and journalism at both American and Georgetown universities here in Washington. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.